Do you like old video games? The console presented here allows you to run many titles from different platforms such as Atari, NES, PlayStation, or Game Boy, all in one handy device. With an open system and a large number of emulated platforms, the possibilities are truly great. Let's find out how it's made and based on which system it works. Setup, first run. The gadget in question is based on a 64-bit processor, clocked at up to 1.5 GHz and 1 GB of RAM. It offers a 3.5-inch IPS OCA color display with 640 by 480 resolution and a 3000 mAh lithium battery. It is available to buy for around £150, although there are cheaper clones in circulation too. The price may seem steep, so it remains to be seen if it was worth it. However, it has to be said that the kit is quite rich. We get console with battery, memory cards 32GB and 128GB, USB cable for charging, case, manual, cleaning wipes for the screen, and a protective film for the screen. Indeed, the console has two microSD card slots, one for the system, the other for games. Brief instructions. I do not associate the brand of microSD card with the center. When we boot the console without SD cards, the message refers us to emulationstation.org. The console reminds me of the classic Game Boy, although of course it contains more games. I can't remember if I had this as a child, but I found it difficult to control at first. It doesn't always explicitly say what does which key, even with the menus I had to puzzle through. At the beginning, we are greeted there by different collections of games, according to platform types. We also have a search engine. I really don't know how I can test and represent the vastness of games available on this console. At first, I thought the 20,000 games would come down to a dozen or so titles, repeated many times in the list, as was the case on the old cartridges. But there are definitely more here, although I don't know if they really number in the thousands. It has to be said, however, that every title I wanted, I managed to find. I tried playing random titles from different platforms. Below is a sample video. The console also offers the ScumVM runtime environment. ScumVM is a program that does not emulate the original hardware, but interprets the game scripting languages, Scum and others, to describe the game world, characters, dialogue, and gameplay mechanics. This allows games to run on modern operating systems, retaining the original logic and graphics, while eliminating the bugs and limitations of the original software. Text can be entered if required, although it is not very convenient as you have to navigate with the pads. It is not a touchscreen. You can navigate the cursor in a similar way. Interior of R36S, all you need to do is unscrew six screws. One was hidden under the QC sticker. The construction of the device is based on a single, at least two-layer PCB. Most components are surface-mounted. At the heart of the console is a Rockchip RK3326 processor, along with H9TQ32A4 GTMC URKUM memory. Interestingly, the H9TQ32A4 GTMC is a combination of eMMC memory, 4GB flash, and LPDDR3 RAM, 1GB. The Rockchip RK3326 is a quad-core ARM Cortex-A35 processor clocked at up to 1.5 GHz and features Mali-G31 graphics with support for OpenGL ES 3.2, Vulkan 1.0, and OpenCL 2.0, a dedicated 2D engine, and hardware video decoding up to 1080p at 60fps. H.265, H.264, VC1, MPEG-124, VP8, and H.264 VP8 encoding. Supporting RGB, LVDS, MIPI DSi displays up to 1920 by 1080, MIPI CSI DVP interfaces with embedded 8-megapixel ISP, and a rich I.O. set, including I2S TDM PDM, SDIO 3.0, USB 2.0 OTG, I2C, UART, and SPI. All powered by inverters based on the same manufacturer's RK81 chip. The RK817 controls four synchronous step-down inverters and also handles battery charging. In addition, it contains nine LDO stabilizers and a built-in RTC, real-time clock. However, it should be noted here that I also see a 4057A charge controller on the PCB at the battery connector. In the center of the board is a single small speaker. For older games, it is rather sufficient.